And let you know everything will be mama go. Nights are long and my days are cold, girl, I don't have you. How can I be so damn demanding? I know you said that it's over now, but I can't let go.
Every day I wanna pick up the phone and tell you that your head does not mean no. If only I could find you closer now.
Driving round, thought I saw you pass me. A red dress playing tricks on me, cause you fade away. Maybe I'm just hallucinating. Cause my loneliness got the best of me, and my heart's so weak.
Every day I wanna pick up the phone and tell you that you're everything and not even more. If only I could find you, you.
Oh, come and get you.
Oh my God, I'm missing you.
So I've been asked to step in, and I hope I can remember the order of how things should happen. So, do we have announcements? New members of staff? Maybe that's why there was no MC. I can make an announcement about the last of the event for Iri at 40. This one was not in Shirley's outline, but continuing with the same theme, we think that we'll have a last wrapping up of celebrating Iri at 40 through the staff end of year party. Some people want to call it Christmas party, but we like to use the end of year party to take care of everybody. So, you are all invited, and this will take place on the 11th of December. This is a really carefully chosen date because it falls on a Thursday, because then on the 12th, it's Kenya's public holiday. So you don't have to worry that the following day you have to come to work. To be one nice long weekend to celebrate together. But you don't just appear, you have to do some work. And this work involves registering for the event. I think there's a link that's been sent out. Not I think, it's already been sent out through Patrick that you register to attend with your spouse. And then, but when I was just sharing in the French, he asked me, I have three spouses, so who should I bring along? My answer was, just choose your favorite. But then this year is different because we are not really limiting spouses in who is officially registered with HR as we've done the previous years. We're saying you can bring not anybody, but one other, okay? So if you're not officially registered with the HR as married, don't limit yourself. You can bring one partner. So that can motivate you to go and register. Registration closes on 5th of December, so be on time, then you don't miss out. The other thing about I wanted to mention was the theme. The theme, we are going back to the 70s. Who can think very quickly why we have the 70s theme? Who was an adult in the 70s? To tell us what happened, Jim? I was only a few years old.
What did people dress in Kenya?
This is a complete ambush.
gosh, I don't remember. What were they dressing? What were people dressing in Kenya? Afro, was it Afro? Platform. Oh, platform. Uh-huh. Okay, Benjamin there. Yeah, Afro, platforms, bell bottoms. Yeah, there were many. Josie were the only baby.
Yeah, so we want to stick with the theme of the 70s. That's in Kenya. What about elsewhere, for example? What did we have? Ian?
Kilt.
A jelly.
I think it was much the same. I didn't have the afro, yeah, but I did have the orange shirt and the bell bottoms.
Great. So that's what we hope to have as a theme. And why are we saying the 70s? Because the 70s is actually when our 40 years of Erie started. Okay? So we decided to go with that to celebrate when Erie or Ilka and Ilrad were started. So finally, about the party, we want to say that we have taken the feedback we received from last year on board. So you can look forward to a really, really nice, fun celebration to end the year. And if there's no other announcement, Jane, you want to add something?
The ones who are going to wear the minis are not going to be stripped.
Oh, yes, it's your dress, your choice. Have a good one.
Excuse me, everybody. This is not an announcement per se. My name is Kigen from engineering. I just want to give you a little information about our engineering works. You can see the campus has now new roads. We are building a recreation facility. We want you people to be fit. We are fixing your labs, we are fixing your roofs and everything. And to add to that, one of your staff, the engineering staff, has just won a gold medal in a training that was conducted last week. And that was me. So thank you. The engineering staff with you is actually working very hard to make you people feel comfortable, both in your offices and in your residentials. So can you just appreciate engineering with the hand clap, please? So thank you very much.
I like that. Nothing wrong with blowing your own trumpet, eh?
Morning. I'm Jagger Harvey from the Becca Ilry Hub. And this morning we have a couple of visitors with us, working with us from the UK. So we have John Carr, who's on the faculty of the Department of Plant Sciences at Cambridge University, and we'd worked together when I was there as a postdoc. And we have Francis Wamonje, whom some of you might recognize. He was formerly with us, and he's a PhD student at the University of Cambridge with John on a project funded by BBSRC, DFID, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation as part of their SCIPRD program. And so this is the same project that Her Excellency Geraldine Mukeshimana ascended to become Minister of Agriculture in Rwanda, and Francis is president of the Africa Club for Cambridge University. So we have to try and influence him to stay in the lab for a while before he goes along a similar track. So it's a great partnership, and John is also helping us to look more broadly at connections with Cambridge University, and there, I think there are a lot of opportunities, so we'll engage with you more on that. So thanks, John.
Oh, thank you. Francis and I have been going around farmers' fields collecting aphids this week, and then starting the process of next generation sequencing for a virus discovery in flying aphid populations. And you want me to mention the Caprex thing? There's at Cambridge University, there's a relatively new organization called Cambridge in Africa, and they are expanding a number of postdoctoral fellowships through a program called Caprex, which would enable doctoral level scientists from Africa to come spend a year in Cambridge with a host lab, you know, for scientists. I'm going to give some details to Jagger on this in case people are interested. At the moment, I think they're targeting a small number of countries, but they're expanding, so it might be something to watch for the future if you'd be interested. Thank you.
Good morning. It's good to be back after 1.5 years. This is actually my second visit. This year I was here in April, but this time I'm back to do some work with you guys, and I'm glad for the warm reception and for the help I'm getting from everybody. So I hope we'll discover good things together and do some smart science. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Last call. Have a good weekend.
It was already there. You see?